Hello and welcome to the 73 Seconds Podcast. This is the show for anyone committed to ending sexual violence, all about how to support survivors and eradicate violence. And on this mystery bonus episode, we go back to a conversation earlier in the year with close friend and community partner, Chenille, where we got maybe a little off topic.
Did I ever tell you my Merkin story?
I need to hear a Merkin story because, yeah. Do you have
know what a Merkin is, right? You know what a Merkin is.
No.
Do I know? Yes.
No, I don't know what a Merkin is.
Do you know, Sarah?
No.
Oh, that's
okay.
Awesome.
So a Merkin is so a good. Vagina wig.
Yes. Is it a vagina wig?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Like a hairpiece.
Okay.
A hairpiece. Yes. Like a Merkin. Right.
You have a Merkin story. Okay.
And I have a Merkin story.
I love Merkin that you have specific. A Merkin story. This is awesome.
Why I'm in this work. So my dad and I were in Philadelphia. This could be like a bonus reel.
So yes.
Stay tuned for a Merkin story.
Oh, I would be on that. I would teach
so
you on that.
My dad and I were in Philadelphia in 2016. And we were going to be there for like 5 days or something. So we were like, well, we have plenty of things to do. And like we went to Eastern State Penitentiary and we went to like, you know, the first White House and we went to all this stuff. And so like the first day we were there, we were so excited. So we're like, okay, we got in at like 3 o'clock. So we were like, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, let's walk around. So we walked to Chinatown and then we walked to the Independence Building. And we were like, let's call one of these tour companies and let's go to this tour. And so we called, it was already like 5 o'clock or whatever. So they were all closed, but then we walk outside of the Independence Building and they say, hey, this person comes up to us and says, hey, are you here for the 5 o'clock tour? And we're like, no, but we could be. And so we're like, okay, like, what do we need to do? And she's like, yeah, it's $20 a person. I had 2 people not show up. Obviously, you could take their spots. And we're like, yes, we'll take their spots. Like, this is the most amazing thing. Like, this is the best possible scenario. So we give her $20 a piece and we start walking with this tour, right? Like, which, I mean, who does that? But whatever, I did it. and it's like this person who's like, she's maybe 5'2". She has like, she looks very, very young and has a backpack on, like very, like she's giving off Dora the Explorer vibes. So I'm like, yes, like we're about to like go on a real adventure. And so we start walking and she's like, welcome to the Sex, Drugs, and Vampires tour of
what?
Philadelphia. Me and my dad. But I promise, this will connect back. So I can't believe I ever told you this, Sarah. This is like one of my best stories of all time.
No, you haven't. I'm curious, was Twilight involved? Because we should call Cass again for this.
No,
vampires.
It was not involved. So, I don't even remember the vampires part of this whole tour. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. So like we're walking and we're talking about like the first White House and how it burned down and et cetera. And then we're walking and we're seeing like the jail and how, I didn't know this, but back in the day, you would sit in jail until somebody, like one of your family members or your friends or whatever would like pay your way out. Like if you owed money, you had to sit there until the money was paid back. Like you didn't, there wasn't like this overtime or garnishing wages or any of that kind of thing. Like you just sat there and you didn't eat unless somebody that you knew came and brought you food. So like you just had to sit there, you were just locked in there and hope that somebody would actually bring you something. Anyway, so we're on this tour and it's literally 8 of us, my dad and I, 2 hetero couples and a lesbian couple, I think. 6, 8, yeah. And so we're walking, she's talking to us about all these different things that we're walking by and she's talking about this guy, Dr. Rush. Don't know who he is. He's not really a doctor. He's some guy that like back in 17, whenever, like called himself a doctor. And so he is a doctor now. And about how there was a playhouse and the way the playhouse made money is that the 2 floors above the playhouse was a brothel. And so during this time, STDs were running rampant. And so this doctor guy who wasn't really a doctor said, the way in which you get rid of this, so the playhouse kept getting burnt down by Quakers, by the way, because Quakers are a passive people. So instead of just saying like, we don't want a brothel here, they would just burn it down at night. So like, but the playhouse made so much money because of the brothel that they just kept rebuilding it. So this is a really weird thing that kept going on. And so anyway, they were like, STDs are running rampant everyone's getting them, especially politicians. We need to figure out what to do. How do we fix this? So this guy, this doctor guy, is like, oh, well, all I have to do is shave off all your hair because STDs live in hair, right? No. Huh. But that's what they believed. And so all of the prostitutes at the time would shave all of the hair off, but that was not a thing of the times, right? And so they had to come up with a solution so that people who were visiting the brothel didn't know which person had potentially an STD, right? So they would hide the hairlessness by putting on a hair piece, hence the merkin.
Oh my gosh.
So the funny part of the story that's personal to me is that we were in this circle and this person that's giving the tour is saying, like, does anyone know what a merkin is made out of? Mm-hmm. And so again, the lay of the land, and I'm sitting there, no one's saying anything. And I'm like, well, of course it's made out of a beaver. Like, of course.
No!
That's how the whole thing connects.
Dude, your podcast just now is way better than my podcast from an hour ago. Just what? Delete everything. Can oh we just God. Have that be a podcast? Thing. Oh my God. That's part of, like, that could be like, oh my God. That is fascinating.
The research comes from Temple University in Philadelphia. So that is a real thing.
That's, oh my God, that is so cool. I love that. That was well worth the $20 that you paid for that.
Yes. Agreed.
I love that you knew that. Actually,
I'll never forget that. My dad beaver looked at me like,
how
I
did
was
you
insane.
Know it was beaver, or you just guessed?
I mean, I just thought it was like some sort of funny, that's how the joke happened.
That's what I thought too, but no.
But like, I was literally just making a joke. I did not think that was the right answer.
That is,
I was
awesome.
Making a very inappropriate joke, and oh, everyone looked at me in the group like, what is wrong with this person?
Yeah. See,
and my dad was like, I'm not even with her.
Well,
and the person who gave me the tour, she's like, correct, like, correct. Yes.
Oh my God, I love this yes. so much.
And you get your $20 back.
See?
Like, beaver trapping was the number one trade, and it was the most plentiful substance they could use to create a merkin. Yeah. And like, and then we just scurried on along and continued on the tour. And I was like, I
love this so much. That is so cool. Oh my God. I thought you were gonna talk about, do you know why they call chlamydia the clap? I read that it was based on the treatment. Supposedly they're not 100% sure, but they used to like thinking that they could like beat it out of the
clap it out.
Penis. Yeah, like so clap it between two books. I guess that's what they were saying.
Christine's face.
The search history on my Google tonight is going to be ridiculous.
I know. Wild. Like,
oh, what? I always have this like.
Practice. I follow hashtag Merkin on Instagram.
Why?
Is there one?
Because it's awesome. It is awesome. It's still a thing.
Hashtag Merkin.
They make craft beers with Merkin names. They make crotch wigs. Still to this day, it's a whole thing, especially in
so much
theatrical setting.
What do you mean by theatrical? Like, I need more info. But where would that be? Like,
depending, like if you were talking about like Zumanity and like the
oh, the movies where you can't, yeah,
or where you can't be actually naked, so like they create naked looking pieces,
right?
Yeah,
this is fascinating because I feel like Sarah could make or break any political career. She'd be like, oh yeah, you're running for office, how about this hot take when you were talking about merkins and beavers at 5:20? That looks like Christine Berry for president. Well, what about this horrible? She's like, beavers.
I would be like, I would be telling that story on the campaign trail. I would be like, this is why you should vote for me, because you want to hear about
her. She gives a damn.
I give a damn.
Oh man, this has been
so fun,
guys.
Oh my gosh, if this isn't a bonus loop, I don't even know what I mean.
We hope you enjoyed our mystery bonus episode, and be on the lookout for a few more end of the year episodes to wrap up our first year of 73 Seconds. For more information on Z Center or becoming a volunteer with us, head on over to zcenter.org.